My guest is Jim O'Connor. He's a research geologist with the United States Geological Survey, USGS. His work is featured at the Oregon Historical Society in a photographic exhibit spanning 100 years. It's titled A Changing Landscape. Welcome to the exchange, Jim.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Well, given the current situation in our nation, I'm going to have to start with a question I didn't anticipate starting with, and that is, how are you?
I'm still standing. it's a strange time in the federal government, but we're trying to do the best however we can.
And you're still employed?
I guess I'll just leave it at that. I am, yes.
Okay, that's good news. So tell us about the work that you do at USGS.
I'm a geologic mapper. I'm a geologist, so I make geologic maps, mainly working in the Columbia River Gorge, but long-term focus in the Pacific Northwest.
And how long have you been there?
I've been working for the federal government for, 35 years now, mostly with the USGS, but I did a couple of years stint with the Forest Service in the mid-1990s.
Okay. Can you describe this exhibit called A Changing Landscape?
Yeah. So the first thing I should make clear that is that while the origins for this project were part of my very first USGS duties in the early 90s. All this work has really been a personal project done on my own time. So it's not USGS work. I just need to make that clear. It's basically a project of photo matching. I've been very interested in capturing landscape changes by taking repeat photographs. That is, photographs that were made historically and then going back and to the very same spot that the original photograph was made and then matching those. And the start was a focus on glacier retreat in the Central Oregon Cascade Range. Mainly in the Three Sisters area. I started matching photos that were taken in the very early 1900s. I started matching those photos in the early 90s. I've continued to do that. But the project expanded over the last 10 years where when I got interested in the photographs taken by a Forest Service planner, Frederick Cleeter, who was scouting what he was calling the Skyline Road or the Skyline Trail. It ultimately became a through-going trail along the crest of the Cascade Range in Oregon. And that trail eventually became incorporated into the Pacific Crest Trail in the late 1960s. But Frederick Cleeter, the planner, while he was scouting this trail alignment in the summer of 1920, he took at least 700 photographs. And some of these photographs were of glaciers, which is how I initially became exposed to them. But he took photos of all aspects of the landscape. And so in the summer of 1920, or summer of 2020, 100 years after Cleeter made his photographs in 1920, I tried to match as many of Cleeter's photos as I could. Ended up matching about 75 of them, many of them to the day, 100 years to the day of when Cleeter took them. And that really was, that's the heart of the exhibit and the effort.
My guest is Jim O'Connor. He's a research geologist with the USGS. His work is featured in a photographic exhibit spanning 100 years at the Oregon Historical Society. It's titled A Changing Landscape. You mentioned that you tried to match as many of Frederick Cleeter's photographs as you could. And the very first thing that popped into my mind is, did you try to also match the day so that the seasonal comparison could also be made?
Yeah, that was a big part of it. Matching it to the, the 100 years is kind of an arbitrary number. I mean, we celebrate, 100 year anniversaries, and it gave me kind of a deadline. But the most important part was to match the photographs at the same time of year. I would, for many of them, I matched them on the same day that Cleeter took them in 1920, and the same time of day, because that affects the shadows and the light. And so that's important too. And so it took, it took some scouting. Most of the photographs I visited the site beforehand, so I would have an idea of the time that the photo was taken.
So what lessons did you learn, and what lessons can we learn?
Well, some things I expected. I mean, I knew that there was going to be a lot less snow and ice. I knew that the forest conditions were going to be different. I knew that the human uses were going to be different, but there were also some surprises as well. I suppose the biggest surprise was how much denser and taller and higher the tree growth was in higher elevations. I'm not an ecologist, but it seems like that's a clear signal of climate change leading to tree line, essentially moving up the slopes.
Explain that to me. What do you mean?
Well, in the very high alpine areas, as you go up the sides of mountains, at some point the trees stop growing because it's either, mainly because it becomes too cold. But as the temperatures have warmed, then that enables the trees, new trees to start growing higher up the slopes. So that's my sort of amateur interpretation of what I saw in the photos, that almost every single photo of the high country just showed so many more trees, and the trees being higher up the slopes, and in many places the trees being taller than what they were in 1920. Some of those changes could, and in certain places, certainly the low elevation forests on the east side, some of those changes must owe also to forest management changes as well, fire suppression. And then also in the high country, some of the changes in the alpine meadows may due to changes in burning practices up there as well.
Well, you talked about your interest in glaciers and monitoring glacier retreat. What'd you find?
Well, yeah, that's been the long-term focus of a lot of the photo matching. And I mean, the amount of snow and ice that's up in the high country in 2020 compared to, is just a small fraction of what was there in 1920. The amount of snow and ice loss is astonishing. I mean, that's been well known for a long time, but the photographs really help tell that story in a pretty impactful way. It's clear that a lot of the snow and ice loss occurred, it's been occurring in phases. You know, there was a lot of snow and ice loss in the early 1900s. And then some of the glaciers actually readvanced a little bit in the 1940s and 1950s. But since the early 1990s, when I started first making photographs up there and going up into mainly the Three Sisters area, the amount of snow and ice loss, in the last 30 years has been pretty tremendous as well.
Well, it seems we're now past the point of debate over whether climate change is real. What do you think we can do to mitigate the impact that seems to be affecting the entire Earth?
Well, people are still arguing over the causes of climate change, but no matter what the cause is, it's clear that conditions are warmer now than they were 100 years ago. And, this is sort of definitely outside my domain of expertise, but I think we all know the types of things that we need to do to reduce the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, which almost certainly are an important cause.
When you went on these excursions, did you go alone or did you take a team with you? And what kind of equipment did you bring with you to take these photographs?
Yeah, so it was, the bottom line, it was a ton of fun. And I had different folks accompanying me on nearly all the trips. And there were colleagues, friends, folks that I've been matching photographs with for dozens of years now. And so it was just kind of a great summer adventure in a lot of ways. Of course, it was a weird summer. It was a COVID summer. So some components of the whole exercise were a little bit strange. And basically, I had pretty much mapped out a schedule following Cleeter's schedule in 1920. I knew where most of the photographs had been taken from scouting them previously. And I would just essentially follow his schedule. I couldn't follow it perfectly because I still have a job that I had to attend to some degree. And the equipment was quite simple. I would basically just bring prints of Cleeter's photographs that I would work with to set up my own camera, which was just a point-and-shoot camera. It's not a fancy camera. It's a high-end point-and-shoot digital camera. I have a tripod. I would put it on. And that was basically it. I would set up. I'd wait until the shadows were lined up correctly. And then, take the photo. And then, back later at home, I would massage the photo I took so that all the elements lined up with Cleeter's original photographs.
And you're not a professional photographer?
Not by any stretch, no.
So this was just a hobby that you decided to engage in back in 2020, and you went on these excursions with you and your friends. Were there any challenges that you ran into that you didn't expect?
Some of the places I got kicked off one photo station by rangers in Crater Park, Crater Lake National Park. It was a spot where you're not supposed to go to, but Cleeter had made his photo. So they didn't let me proceed there. I wasn't expecting that. All the fires of the Labor Day fires, they kicked us off. I had to leave the forest for a couple of weeks after that.
Right. That was a pretty interesting time. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment of The Exchange. Thank you for joining me, Jim.
Of course. Thank you for having me.